在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Do you consider the book to be autobiographical?
Well, I mean, is everything autobiographical? I mean, we all see the world through our own tiny keyhole, right? I mean, I always think of Thomas Wolfe. You know, have you ever seen that little one-page note to reader in the front of Look Homeward, Angel, right? You know what I'm talking about?Anyway, he says that we are the sum of all the moments of our lives, and that anybody who sits down to write is going to use the clay of their own life, that you can't avoid that. So when I look at my own life, you know, I have to admit, right, that I've never been around a bunch of guns or violence, you know, not really. No political intrigue or a helicopter crash, right? But my life, from my own point of view, has been full of drama, right?And so I thought if I could write a book that could capture what it's like to really meet somebody. You know, I mean, one of the most exciting things that's ever happened to me, right, is to really meet somebody, make that connection. And if I could make that valuable, you know, to capture that would be the attempt. Or did I answer your question?
I'll try to be more specific.Were there ever a French young woman on a train you met and spent an evening with?
See, to me, that, I mean, that's not important, you know?
So that's a yes.
All right, since I'm in France and this is the last stop of my book tour, yes.
Mr. Wallace, the book ends on an ambiguous note. We don't know.Do you think they get back together in 6 months? Like they promise each other?
Like they promised? I think how you answer that, you know, is a good test, right? If you're a romantic or a cynic, right? I mean, you think they get back together, right? You don't, for sure. And you hope they do, but, you know, you're not sure. That's why you're asking the question.
And do you think they get back together?I mean, did you in real life?
Did I in real... Look, in the words of my grandfather, okay, to answer that would take the piss out of the whole thing.
Oh, no.
We just have the time for one last question.
What is your next book?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I've been thinking about this. Well, I always kind of wanted to write a book...that all took place within the space of a pop song, you know, like 3 or 4 minutes long, the whole thing. The story, the idea, is that there's this guy, right? And he's totally depressed. I mean, his great dream was to be a lover, an adventurer, you know, riding motorcycles through South America. And instead, he's sitting at a marble table eating lobster, and he's got a good job.